Alliance High School senior Gianna Phillips is the 2026 Greater Alliance Carnation Festival Queen. Phillips was crowned Saturday night during the annual pageant at the Alliance High School Auditorium, sponsored by Chick-fil-A of Alliance. She also received the Miss Congeniality Award. Chloe Gunter of Lexington Township was named first attendant. Outgoing Queen Brooke Figenshu crowned her successor. A Stark County judge will decide whether a Canton teen accused of murder will be tried as an adult. 15-year-old Savion Monroe is charged in the July 14th shooting death of 19-year-old Jordan Horton, whose body was found under a car at the Skyline Terrace apartment complex. Because Monroe is 15, Ohio law requires the court to determine whether he can be rehabilitated in the juvenile system before transferring the case to adult court. A probable cause hearing is set for October 7th. Monroe has pleaded not true to the charges and remains in juvenile detention. The removal is underway of the Ferris wheel at the Hall of Fame Village. The so-called Red Zone wheel was acquired from the IX Center in Cleveland and began operating at the village in 2023. A zip line and drop ride have been removed from the Play Action Plaza and sold. The village says the Ferris wheel remained for sale last month. No plans for the empty spaces have been released. The Stark County Health Department is scheduling mosquito spraying in several communities this week. Crews will spray after 8 p.m. tomorrow in Navarre and Hills and Dales, Wednesday in Beach City and Brewster, and Thursday in Hartville. Residents with respiratory ailments and beekeepers are urged to take precautions. Officials say spraying may be delayed by weather conditions, including rain or high winds. A Tuscarawas County man is in jail after a SWAT standoff prompted a shelter-in-place order in Midvale early Saturday. Deputies responded just before 6 to reports of an intoxicated man making threats of violence and self-harm. Witnesses told investigators he fired a gun near his children. After hours of failed attempts to contact him, SWAT officers entered the home around 7:30 using a flashbang device and a drone. The suspect surrendered without incident and a gun was recovered. An investigation continues. Manaway Police could soon have a new dispatch center. Village officials are working on a contract with the city of Ravenna to handle emergency dispatch services, with a change possibly taking place as early as October. The Record Courier reports Manaway would pay about $47,000 a year. The agreement does not include Hiram, which currently uses Manaway for temporary dispatch services. A woman accused of hitting and killing a pedestrian in East Liverpool is now facing felony charges. 34-year-old Tracy Quimby has been indicted on aggravated vehicular homicide and 3 counts of failure to stop after an accident in the February 4th death of 64-year-old Brady Ingram. Police say Quimby struck Ingram on Bradshaw Avenue and left the scene. She was released on a $100,000 bond and is due in court Thursday. A retired Lisbon teacher sentenced to 25 years in prison for child sexual exploitation has lost an appeal. 69-year-old James Watt filed an appeal in February with the 7th District Court, challenging both his guilty plea and the length of his sentence. Watt pleaded guilty last fall to 45 felony counts involving child sexual images after investigators found thousands of images on multiple devices during a search of his home. Prosecutors say one image included a nude photo of a former 15-year-old student. Health officials are urging residents to take precautions after a bat in Mahoning County tested positive for rabies. The bat was collected by the health department, and the positive test was confirmed Wednesday by the Ohio Department of Health. Officials say anyone exposed to a possibly rabid animal should seek medical care immediately. While rabies is almost always fatal once symptoms appear, prompt treatment after exposure is highly effective. Residents are also reminded to keep pets vaccinated, avoid contact with sick or wild animals, and report animal bites to their local health department. A Warren native attending Ohio State University has died after a crash in Columbus. Police say 21-year-old Sarosh Sheth was struck Wednesday afternoon when a car ran a red light, left the roadway, and hit 2 pedestrians. Sheth died at Ohio State's Wexner Medical Center. The second victim remains in critical condition. Police say the car came to rest on top of a parked vehicle after crashing through a store parking lot. A man sitting in the parked car suffered minor injuries. The 21-year-old Indiana driver was arrested at the scene but had not been charged as of Thursday. Sheth was a neuroscience major at OSU. Boardman teachers have approved a new contract with the school district, ending the possibility of a strike. Members of the Boardman Education Association voted 86% in favor of the agreement Friday. The deal comes after an earlier contract proposal was rejected by teachers in June, sending both sides back to the negotiating table. Union officials say they are happy to have the agreement finalized and return to the classroom. Youngstown State University is receiving a $1 million boost for its Kilcawley Center renovation project. The Marjorie Hartman Family Foundation made the gift as part of the university's Kilcawley Centered on the Future campaign. The donation will support the Student Center project, pre-veterinary program, and scholarships. YSU says the area known as The Rock will be renamed Marjorie Hartman Plaza when the renovated center opens in 2027. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.